So thanks everyone for your beautiful questions. We're now going to move into a meditation, and I want to give thanks to Robert Coxon because Robert's music is being used this month and it truly provides a beautiful couch for us to rest into as we go on that journey to connect with that perfect, beautiful, whole and complete soul that we have. So I invite you to close your eyes and deepen your breathing. You may even wish to place your hands on your heart. And as you focus on your heart area, think of a memory you have where you are extremely grateful. A memory you have where you are extremely grateful. And allow that gratitude to flood from your heart through all the cells in your body, so that your entire being in this moment is feeling the deepest gratitude of a memory that you have. And in this gratitude attitude, we will give thanks for a few more things that we have to be grateful for. The first thing we are so grateful for is that we get the opportunity to experience the grandness of our soul. We are grateful for Gaia, our partner, that supports us in this journey where we can experience the grandness of our soul. We are extremely grateful to the artists and musicians on the planet that communicate in such pure ways from the Creator directly to our soul. And finally, we are deeply grateful to Kryon for bringing in the loving messages.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the third of four of a subject that is so big and so confusing to so many. And as you know, if you have been part of the other two so far, the subject is reincarnation. The subject is enormous because it has to do, dear ones, with many facets of your soul. The soul, as we have discussed so many times, is enormous. It is part of creation itself. It is not a thing, as you would believe. It is part of the circle of 12. We take you to this magnificence of you, and it's endless. But in this particular scheme of lessons, this is about your soul on earth. Indeed, we have told you that reincarnation is something that is believed, used even in so many ways. The idea of it, energy of it, is used, understood by more of the earth than not. There are so many who say, how can you believe in such a strange thing? Perhaps some of your neighbors or whatever in this particular culture, not understanding that most of the world has always understood and believed in reincarnation. It's only when you got to your own modern doctrines that you eliminated it. We have told you some of the attributes already of it, not just the history of it. We've told you about the gender selections of it. We've told you some of the things that we have told you before. And now we get to some of the things, perhaps, that you've always wondered about. The beautiful things, the things that are confusing to many, because you wonder how this could be. You understand, dear ones, that one soul comes to this planet over and over and over. This is the story of you. We've told you that even your lives are recorded in something called the Cave of Creation on the planet, and that it stays there in that Cave of Creation as a recording, even though you go somewhere else, perhaps, at the end, and you have all of this which we're going to talk about today, which is soul planning. But that which is the essence of your lives and the energy of your lives and who you've been, and perhaps even the potential of who you might be with your planning, stays in the planet. Now, this is perhaps interesting, but it's more than interesting. Do you start to understand in that you are part of the planet in more than you think? That which we've told you before, that beautiful sentience of Gaia, that love that is part of what I will call the humanism of everything that is, and yet it's left out of all of the major doctrines of the planet. It's part of the planet, you, your lives, and it has to play into reincarnation. Dear Kryon, tell us about soul planning. I'm going to give you two things to think about. Both of these things, I want you to understand, there's only one reason for these two things I'm going to give you, and that's love. There is no doctrine or rule set that says these things must happen in a certain order, in a certain way, in order for you to come back and have another life. Every single one of these things I'm telling you was designed out of love for you, so that it would make it easier and more sense to go to the next level if you want to, or to make your next life something that your last one was not. There are so many things happening in the energy now that are different than they were before. I'll get to that. But the soul planning is magnificent. How many of you have been told that you planned your incarnation? But more than that, you planned who was coming with you, or perhaps who your family would be. You have some choices on this planet, obviously, and that is who to be with. Perhaps even self-co-creation, who you may want to meet, or that, and that's your choice. But you have no choice, seemingly, who your mother is, or your father is, or your sisters and brothers are, or all of the other relatives. And so many of you continue to say, I didn't plan that. I never would have selected those people. Yes, you did. And sometimes you select them, dear ones, for reasons you may not really truly be aware of. I want you to think that you're on the other side. And at some level, even some of those who are still alive on the planet and have not passed over, their souls are there with you, even though they're alive, helping to plan their next dark incarnation with you. And here's how it might go. I see you're an old soul and you've been here over 400 times on this planet. I've only been here 30 times. What's the best thing we can do? I'll be your mother next time so you can teach me something. I'll be your dad so you can teach me something. Are you seeing where this is going? Old souls do not plan their next incarnation so that they will have benefit from it. They often plan it so they can teach from a position of it. You come into a family, and indeed it may not be the enlightened family you would have chosen, but your presence there may be a way to kickstart them into something they never knew before. That is an enlightenment process, dear ones. You plan the next incarnation and who those are, who your family will be, not necessarily for your growth alone, but for theirs. That is a system of love. I want you to think for a moment, perhaps, what family members gave you the most trouble this lifetime? There'll be a day when you'll all have a party and you'll discuss how it went. On the other side of the veil. But they'll look at you and they'll say, thank you for going through that. And yes, we saw what you were and we saw how you acted, and it may not have seemed a certain way, but you affected us and helped us and enlightened us. And there will be a big love wash come over all of you when you realize you did it together. That is soul planning, and it happens. And that, dear ones, is a big part of the reincarnation process of who you will be. Your choice, almost entirely, with others. And you come in willing. You don't come in kicking and screaming and being sad that you happen to get, by chance, a certain family. Oh, no. Those are the ones you plan. Think about it. Then I want you to think about your kids. They did the same thing with you, for you. Some are older souls than you are. Some are just getting started. That's how it works. There's something else. Is it possible that you can, in this lifetime, right now, understand a little more about who you might be with in the next? That's soul planning, even while you're here, depending upon what happens with you and your enlightenment and who you meet and what happens with your choice on the planet. So it's not all with soul planning on the other side, dear ones. If you have searched and found certain kinds of things, the masters you were with, the partners you were with, those who you are truly in love with in certain ways, perhaps not in a partnership way, but in a spiritual way, those that you have learned from, you may say, the next lifetime, I want to be with that group, with that person, perhaps with that culture. And I'll tell you right now that that carries weight, because on the other side of the veil, that will then be also part of the planning. Kryon, you mean to tell me that in this new energy, we can also start to design our next life while we're here, instead of simply something that we do later on the other side of the veil? And the answer is yes. Some of you will think that this is odd and it's new, and some of you will argue, well, that's not the metaphysics I knew. And I will tell you, nothing is the metaphysics you knew, dear ones, because all is changing. Whatever you have been told or whatever you believe, I want you to understand that the planet is changing greatly and is offering you these things now. Because you came here, because you're working the puzzle, because you changed it. That's lesson 3 of 4 on reincarnation. Something created out of love for your soul and you. And so it is.